My fellow Americans and all those that love God and liberty from around the world, you're back on the Officer Jack McLam program again tonight, and this is that old cop Jack McLam, retired up here in the great Rocky Mountains of Idaho County, Idaho, USA. Our police and military associations up here are very concerned about the war going on. As you can imagine, we have our police and military against the New World Order organization, and we're hearing from people both in the private sector and law enforcement and the military about their concern of what's going on in the war as we speak. And we have a few things to share with you tonight on that issue. A lot of our soldiers are also police officers. I'm sure you must know that. Our listeners out there should know that. They're in the reserves. They're in the National Guard. And many of them are serving right now in these wars for oil. And there's a lot of discontentment, as we've spoken about on this program before. But I have something I want to share with you tonight that I want your input. We have some soldiers out there listening tonight. We have some police officers listening tonight and people in the private sector who will have an opinion on this. And a lot of the people in the private sector listening tonight probably have served in law enforcement, like myself, for example. And I have strong feelings about something I'm going to share with you tonight. But I want you to call in tonight and answer a couple questions for me about how you feel about a particular case of two SEALs. Hopefully you know what a SEAL is. I know the ex-military, former military people know what SEALs are. When I went into the service, I was told at 17 years of age, I was the second youngest person in the United States to ever be certified as an underwater scuba diver. And this was at a time, folks, when scuba diving was just becoming an area in which the private sector was allowed to participate. And by the way, in case you don't know the history, the Navy divers went to the YMCAs in Washington, D.C., and areas on the East Coast, and started teaching civilians how to use scuba equipment. And I'll get into that more when we get back from this break. It has something to do with our program tonight, and an issue I want to bring up about Navy SEALs faces hearing of abuse of prisoners. We'll be right back.
K Can we talk?
Can we talk?
Can we talk about gun control?
Gun control?
Seems like it should work, doesn't it?
It should work.
You'd think so. Yeah.
Pass the right laws.
Pass the right laws.
And you can disarm the criminals.
You disarm them.
That's the idea.
But the problem is...
The problem?
Criminals don't obey the law.
They don't obey the law.
That's true.
After all, they're criminals.
They're criminals.
Criminals. They'll always find a way to get guns.
No matter how many laws you pass.
Which means...
Which means they still have guns.
They still have guns. While the rest of us...
The rest of us?
The rest of us are just left defenseless.
Americans who own guns, people like you and me, prevent over 1 million violent crimes every year. Get the facts on gun control. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
Would you like to have an income regardless of the economic situation, which few trade people have considered? The art of knife sharpening is a skill that will never disappear and will always be in demand. Whether you have a place of business and just want to add to your income, or would like to travel servicing restaurants, barbershops, or a variety of businesses in need of sharpening tools, you're always guaranteed an income with repetitive business. Learn how to become a successful grindsman. It's easy to learn with our portable Grambo sharpening system. Travel anywhere you desire. Purchase the training manual for only $30, and it'll be applied toward your purchase of the Grambo sharpening system. America has become a service-oriented rather than a manufacturing or even high-tech economy. Take advantage of the situation and become a professional grindsman. It's easy to learn. Start on a shoestring with the overwhelming amount of business out there. Now is the best time to start. Call today for more information. You can enjoy the good life. Call now, 512-297-3152. That's 512-297-3152.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
The Officer Jack McLam program. I'm going to talk a little military right now. What's going on in the war and some of our brothers and sisters out there, what's happening to them. I'm going to share with you my own experiences in the military and in law enforcement. Actually, in my particular case, even though I was in the war during the Vietnam War, I saw more blood and horrible deaths. And what one man can do to another man, the horrendous things that one human being can do to another human being in the war zone of South Phoenix, Arizona, in my police career than I ever saw as a soldier. And so I can relate to some of this, of what we're hearing here from one of our brothers out there, Gary Kendall. Gary Kendall is a former, I've been told, is a former military person. And he sent us a message here that Navy SEALs officers face military tribunal hearings. And he says here, we send our troops into war against a culture known for its extreme inhumanity. In fact, matter of fact, this is what I want you to call in about, folks. Give us your opinion here at our Police and Military Association. How you feel, what side of this you fall on. He's on the side of the officers abusing these prisoners. And so here's what he says. Yes, we send our troops into war against a culture known for its extreme inhumanity. In fact, the extreme inhumanity on a Twin Towers scale, where thousands of innocent victims of heinous crimes died horribly and our entire nation went into severe shock, is what started us on this near holy war, he calls it. Many of the victims of 9/11 vanished, leaving no closure for their loved ones or this nation. We expect our troops to, we sent into the war to witness the remains and the remnants of enemies' atrocities on a daily basis, and not to then become inured or benumbed by the gore and inhumanity they personally discover. Professional soldiers are weekend warriors. They are human beings with innate and culturally learned morals of behavior that people with consciences and honor just don't do that to other people that have also taken severe shock. As with every battle camp from the beginning of human endeavor, those of our troops are rife with the word of mouth stories of the tortured and mutilated bodies of local citizens, women and children, the work of our enemies that our troops discover every day. And just as in the schoolroom game of pass it along, the stories become embellished along the way. They certainly do. Can you imagine what a story of a little Iraqi girl whose arm was cut off by insurgents becomes after it has passed word of mouth through several hundred of our troops? What is the message regarding the inhumanity of our enemies, that 9/11 atrocity, our national ire against terrorists and inhumane insurgents, kidnappings, murders of news people and non-combatants, and daily atrocities against local civilians send to our troops on every new message from battle camp story? What is the message? Is it not kill and exterminate those demons? Is it not surprising nor unexpected that the government, military, and news media wide verbal and pictorial dehumanization of our enemies will take root within some of our individual soldiers and become acted out in less than perfect treatment of captured enemies? Whether any particular capturee turns out to actually be one of the enemy or mistaken for an enemy makes no difference. For security purposes, the troops holding them must be trained and believe that they are all enemies until proven differently. We, our government, military commanders, news media, and civilians alike, are the parties guilty of teaching and allowing our troops to believe in and become deeply altered, perverted, if you will, by the atrocities and our own mixed messages regarding the humanity of our enemies. We all hold the responsibility for the breaches of treatment of POWs, capturees, and detainees that have begun to plague our culture conscience. We should take this into account and not prosecute those troops who succumb to those messages, rather offering them counseling, rehabilitation, and a return to honorable status that they have earned by virtue of the walk through hell. These troops are not criminals. They are walking wounded, maimed in their souls and by the atrocities of war. We should treat them as war injured, as not as criminals. We sent them into that hell. We should assume the full responsibility for and burden of their tortured souls and the crimes those tortured souls may have produced. Gary Kendall. Okay, now I'm going to read you the military report on this so you have all the information we have here, folks. And then I want you to call in and tell me how you feel about this. Here's out of one of our military publications, okay, Army Military Publications. And it's Associated Press, January 4, today. San Diego, allegations that two Navy SEAL lieutenants abused prisoners in Iraq will be held this week at a California naval base, the Navy said Monday. Article 32 hearings, the military equivalent of a civilian grand jury, are set for Tuesday and Thursday for the unnamed officers with a Coronado Base Sea Air Land unit known as SEAL Team 7. Both hearings at Naval Base San Diego were delayed for a week, in part because of concerns about classified information available to defense attorneys involved in the case. A SEAL lieutenant scheduled to appear Tuesday is accused of punching Manadel al-Jamali and allowing personnel under the lieutenant's command to abuse the prisoner, according to the charge sheet released by the Navy. Al-Jamari, a suspect in the bombing of the Red Cross facility, was captured by SEALs November 2003 during a joint Special Forces CIA mission and died a short time later at Abu Ghraib prison. Frank Spinner, a civilian defense attorney, said Monday he was filing a formal objection to the proceedings because he cannot attend and the Navy has refused to grant a delay. Spinner said he has been summoned for jury duty in in Colorado, where he lives. Under the Uniform Code of Military Justice, the accused SEAL is entitled to civilian defense counsel. If they proceed without me, a judge in several months may order them to go back and do another Article 32 hearing, Spinner said. On Tuesday, another lieutenant will face allegations that he kicked, choked, and twisted the testicles on prisoners in Iraq in incidences from October 2003 till April 2004, according to his charge sheet. He is also accused of putting a pumpkin mask on a prisoner's face in November 2003 and taking pictures. His civilian attorney, Eugene Fidel, declined to comment last week. The charges against the two lieutenants include dereliction of duty, maltreatment, assault, and conduct unbecoming an officer. Both men are accused of posing in photos in which al-Jamali was allegedly humiliated. In April of this year, one of the lieutenants allegedly told members of his platoon it was not smart to have pictures of prisoners taken, according to the charge sheet. Navy lawyers will hear the evidence against both SEALs and make a recommendation to Rear Admiral Joseph McGuire, the top SEAL. McGuire will make a final decision on whether to convene a court-martial. Eight other unnamed members of SEAL Team 7 also faced criminal charges following an investigation into allegations of detainee abuse. Six SEALs have received non-judicial punishment at captain's mass proceedings. Two others are facing special court-martials, the civilian equivalent to a misdemeanor trial. Defense attorney for two of the accused say the charges for prisoner abuse were initiated by an ex-SEAL who earned the nickname Klepto for stealing a fellow SEAL's body armor in Iraq. The ex-SEAL made the allegations while appealing a decision to kick him out of the SEALs for theft, according to defense attorneys for the SEALs. Folks, sound off. What do you think? What kind of punishment, if any, should these SEALs get? We got a fellow former soldier here that thinks that they should be counseled and they should not get any real punishment for what they've done. So I'd like to hear what you have to say. Give us a call at 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. I want to hold off on my comments right now, because I'd definitely like to hear from you and see what you think about these cases. I have my own feelings. I'll discuss them with you a little bit later here. But while we're waiting for the phones to ring, if you'd like to call in tonight, I'd like to get into another issue and ask you to call in and give me your feelings about this. Chuck Baldwin, Pastor Chuck Baldwin, we're going to take you out of the military right now. A little bit later, we're going to get into women in boot camp. Women in boot camp. We have a little bit on that, so we'll be back after this break with more of the Officer Jack McGlam program. We're going to get in with Pastor Chuck Baldwin on why does the religious right ignore civil liberty. Be right back with more with the program after these important breaks.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
For over 5,000 years, gold has been the only true money in this world. And Republic Broadcasting has found the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity. Best Price Coins is the trusted source for your precious metals. Call them today at 1-800-813-8962 and ask what you can do to protect yourself before the next crisis. The professionals at Best Price Coins have made available to all Republic Broadcasting listeners a large supply of $10 liberties, most of which are dated in the 1800s. These coins are private gold coins and not regulated by the government. For a limited time, Best Price Coins is offering these $10 liberties for $288 a piece. That's well below market. A best price from the best place to find all your precious metals. Call Best Price Coins right now at 1-800-813-8962. That's 1-800-813-8962.
Looking for a quality shortwave radio without spending hundreds of dollars? The Sangian 505P shortwave radio is the answer. Featuring continuous tuning for all shortwave frequencies utilizing direct keypad tuning. Dual conversion improves shortwave image for better shortwave reception. Single sideband allows for reception of upper and lower sideband signals. Other features include 45 station memory, auto preset system, auto memory scan, tone controls, dual time display, and adjustable sleep timers. Included accessories, the ANT60 portable shortwave antenna, AC adapter, stereo earbuds, and a soft-sided carrying case. Also a 1-year full factory warranty on parts and labor. All this for only $139. Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Call today.
It's a tough one for you folks. It's a tough one, especially if you're a former military person, as I am, and you have strong feelings about our brothers and sisters putting themselves and their lives in jeopardy as they are doing every day today. Regardless if it's a righteous war or not, they are there doing that. So I'd like to have you call in and tell me if these commanders, these officers, 2 lieutenants in the SEALs, are setting the right example for their troopers using these forms of interrogation, and if our brother here, retired or at least former military man, thinks that they should be counseled, rehabilitated, and returned to honorable status that they've earned by virtue of walking through hell. That would be good to hear from you and get your opinions. We're a police and military association here, and we do have our own opinions, of course. And each person probably does have their own opinions. But anyway, we're going to talk just a minute here about another issue I'd like to hear from those in the private sector. For this one, you don't have to be a former military. Matter of fact, even on the other one, you don't have to be former military or active duty military to call in. Tell us how you feel about these soldiers out there. They're in the muck and the mire of a lot of horrendous scenes, they're being endangered, their lives are being endangered, and they're allegedly, as this person says, reacting to that in ways that are rather startling and perhaps not acceptable to some of us that are not in danger. So call in if you want to tonight on 800-313-9443. And listen up to Reverend Chuck Baldwin here. He's done it again. And you need to think about this because it affects every single one of us here in this nation very severely. And that is, why does the religious right ignore civil liberties issues? Or do they? I mean, maybe Reverend Chuck Baldwin is wrong and you disagree with him. But anyway, he said today, he said, for all the worthwhile endeavors of the religious right that they've championed over the last two decades, it has foolishly ignored issues relating to civil liberties, constitutional rights, in other words. That's what he means. I don't believe there's any civil liberties, because civil means government liberties, and we don't have government liberties in America. Well, I guess we do today, because we're giving up our constitutionally God-given rights, and we're accepting government rights, which they can withdraw at any time. But anyway, Chuck Baldwin calls it civil liberties. He says, this is very curious indeed. In fact, it is more than curious. It is downright dangerous for the Christian right to not stand up for our constitutional guaranteed inalienable rights. It seems that the religious right has a huge blind spot when it comes to the importance of constitutional government and personal liberties, and that this is a monumental understatement. Civil liberties issues do not even appear on the religious rights radar screen, it seems. Why is this true? He goes on to say, the American founding fathers, most of whom were Christians, we're strong proponents of personal freedoms. In fact, our entire system of law is predicated upon the belief that rights come from God and that it is the responsibility of government to protect those rights. So strong was the support for individual liberties that without the entrenchment prohibitions against government abridgment of personal freedom contained in the Bill of Rights, the original colonies would never have adopted the U.S. Constitution. Even with those safeguards, there was still sizable opposition to ratifying the U.S. Constitution within the sundry states of colonial America. By today's standard, the fear of government abuse of power by America's founders would be considered paranoia. However, it was the founders' distrust of government that gave this nation the legal underpinnings to produce the freest country on earth. However, it seems that the religious right has its way. If the religious right has its way, civil liberties would cease to exist in America, to the detriment of our freedoms and even to our very way of life. The sacred principles contained in the Bill of Rights are repeatedly and routinely ignored by the religious right. Why is this true? Why did we not hear conservative Christian leaders speak out against the federal government's massacre of the Branch Davidian church members outside Waco, Texas, or the murder of Randy Weaver's wife and his son by federal agents near Ruby Ridge, Idaho? Why is it that we never hear national spokesmen for the religious right speaking out against the egregiously unconstitutional Patriot Act or the Orwellian Department of Homeland Security, or the creation of the SS-style position of National Intelligence Director? The sad truth is Americans have lost more constitutional protected rights, personal freedoms under George W. Bush than under any president in modern history. All the religious right is either totally oblivious to this reality or party to it. How can this be? We'll be right back to finish out Chuck Baldwin's letter to his fellow Christians when we return.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Want to look good and feel great? Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Well, there are things you can do and natural products available that are strong and safer than harsh synthetics. Rediscover ancient secrets with therapeutic grade A essential oils. The molecular structure of essential oils is highly oxygenating in nature, increasing vitality and energy to the body. Our essential oils and supplements are all natural and absolutely pure to help you discover optimal health, essential nutrition, emotional well-being, and effective weight management. Whether using our products or looking for a home-based business, you'll be glad you contacted us by calling 1-800-993-OILS. Therapeutic-grade essential oils are emerging as the missing link to modern medicine. That's 1-800-993-6457. You can also visit our website at www.naturesoils.org. That's www.naturesoils.org.
The Bill of Rights protects every American's God-given right to keep and bear arms. Now that right is being seriously undermined as legally registered rifles are being confiscated in some parts of our country. If we're not careful, we may find ourselves with no right to own guns. And that's where Gun Owners of America comes in. Gun Owners of America is in Washington every day fighting for you to keep that right. Congressman Ron Paul has called GOA the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. You need to be part of this great grassroots group of activists who are keeping the heat on their members of Congress. Find out right now how you can join. Call 888-886-GUNS and get started receiving their fact-filled newsletters and action alerts. Call 888-886-GUNS or go to their webpage at gunowners.org and help make your voice heard in Washington. Make that call right now and call Gun Owners of America at 888-886-GUNS. Remember, it's not just about gun control, it's about control.
Have you heard about the Ark Institute and their famous non-hybrid heirloom vegetable seeds? No genetic engineering there. In fact, you may never need to buy seeds again. These days, you need to ensure that your family can eat no matter what happens. The Ark Institute has agreed to offer Republic listeners free shipping on their complete collection of 40 non-hybrid heirlooms and their best-selling gardening how-to manual, Build Your Ark. Their packets are generous enough for fresh eating, seed saving, and canning and freezing, too. Green beans, corn, carrots, peas, the list goes on and on. Learn how to be self-sufficient in good times and bad. A complete family food security package is just $99. And remember, shipping is free. Call 1-800-255-1912. That's 1-800-255-1912. Or visit arkinstitute.com.
Hey folks, you're listening to the Officer Jack McLam program from our two police and military associations up here in Idaho County, Idaho, USA. Going right to the phones here in just a moment. Don in Texas, hang on, let me finish up Pastor Chuck Baldwin's statement here. Then we want to ask the listeners to call in and tell us why. I can tell you this is true, but you can call up and argue with me if you want that the religious right totally ignores constitutional liberty issues today. Chuck Baldwin calls them civil liberties issues. It doesn't matter what you call them. They're ignored, and we can argue about that. Or you can call me up and tell me why this is happening. Chuck is asking the question. He says here, sad but true, Americans have lost more constitutional protections of personal freedoms under President George W. Bush than under any president in modern history. And the religious right is either totally oblivious or to this reality or party to it. How can this be? Does not the religious right understand that without allegiance to our Constitution and Bill of Rights, all politicians, even those that profess to be Christians, become tyrants? Do our national Christian leaders not comprehend that when freedoms are lost by some, they are lost by all? Do they really not understand that when they allow politicians to dismantle constitutional government, they're forging the chains that will be placed around their own necks? For the life of me, I can't understand why the religious right ignores civil liberties issues. However, I do understand this. America is quickly losing their liberties, and by its silence and inaction, the religious right is equally to blame. Pastor Chuck Baldwin, today, this came out, folks. So, call in if you'd like and tell me why this is happening. You can disagree. Maybe you don't believe it is happening, but I'm going to share something with you after we talk to Don here that'll make you realize that what Chuck Baldwin is saying is absolutely true. Call in and tell us why you think this is so in America, or call up and deny it. Let's go now to Brother Don in Texas. Don, how are you doing tonight?
Great, Jack. Hope you're doing okay up there.
Hey, doing okay. Happy New Year to you.
Well, thank you. Hey, yesterday was old buddy of ours, Randy Weaver's birthday. Happy birthday, Randy.
Well, happy birthday, Randy. That's right.
I think there's a common thread, Jack, that runs between what Pastor Baldwin had to say, with which I totally concur, and with the issue with the two Navy SEALs.
Oh, very interesting, Don.
There's a common thread there, and
okay.
That we as a people and a society want to apply situation ethics. Well, it's okay under this circumstance because the SEALs were traumatized, and so, well, let's just counsel them and let's let them go back. Hey, right is right and wrong is wrong. And the Constitution is either correct and eternal or, in the eyes of a lot of people, what do they call it now, a living document?
Right, a living document.
To be flexible and all that nonsense?
Right, yeah.
No. So there's a common thread. Situation ethics.
Very good.
And so something is either right or it's wrong. So I agree totally with Pastor Baldwin. I enjoy reading his columns and hadn't read that today. Thanks for tipping me on.
Yeah, he's always seems to be pretty much right on target, doesn't
he's,
he?
He's a good man.
Yeah,
I enjoy
he's
reading.
A good man. Sure wish he was our vice president today.
I do too.
Well, Brother Don, thanks for calling up and sharing with us tonight. Any other thoughts you have on the matter about these soldiers out there doing things that, I tell you, we didn't do when I was in the military. I mean, if we did it, we certainly got punished, Don.
Yeah, Jack, I was in the Marines, too, and, right was right and wrong was wrong.
Yeah, think of the ramifications, Don, and I know you have, about America saying, hey, this is all cool, this is all right, because those are the bad guys, when our brothers and sisters are captive and held as POWs or something. Think of the ramifications to them
that's something these people don't give a hoot about. Never mind the people at the top, which, of course, don't care at all. But even these well-intentioned gung-ho grunts down here on the ground aren't thinking about, okay, when they've got our guys, we've lowered the standards.
Oh, man.
How low does it go? How much are we hurting our own people by doing this?
That's right. You know, for years and years, for generations, we tried to teach the other nations that we need to have rules for when people are caught in combat, and taken captive, and now we've thrown out the rules, and I don't think that bodes well for our own soldiers that'll get captured, Don.
It's going to come back to haunt us in
sure
the worst
is.
Possible way.
Yes. Hey, Don, thanks for your input.
Okay, Jack, thank you. Keep on going, brother.
Thanks a lot. I appreciate you, and appreciate your service to the country, Don, and the Marines, and also your continued service, okay? All right, he's gone. Yeah, Don obviously is still serving his country. That's right. That was interesting. Don brought in the situational ethics situation and brought the both of these cases together. What Pastor Chuck Baldwin is saying about Christians ignoring these very serious constitutional rights violations where we're losing our freedoms in this country, and the situational ethic type thing of our former soldier here that seems to think that, boy, all we need is some counseling, rehabilitation, and return these soldiers to their honorable status because they had a walk through hell. What do you think, folks? Call in and let us know how you feel. This is not just for former soldiers, but the private sector. Of course, you have feelings about this yourself. Call in on 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. Okay, let's go to David in Texas. David, welcome to the program. How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing all right. How are you?
Good. Doing well.
I just had a response about your question about as to how they took over or why the religious right put Bush into power. I think it was more of a two-step process where we first handed the government over to these people, you know, through expanded governmental programs. Second is I think the religious right are religiously lacking, and they're putting their faith in Bush, pretty much.
Yes, I think you're right about that. There's no question, David. Yeah, I've said on this program before that if you're a Christian long enough, and I learned at a very young age as a Christian, that we should not hold man up as our God or demigod, you know?
Right.
As our
or
Savior.
Anything.
That's right, and they do that.
Including government.
That's right. We do it with our ministers. We hold them out as our saviors and as our gods. And we do it also with the President of the United States today because he made the statement that he thought his greatest philosopher was Jesus Christ.
Right.
And so we're always going to be disappointed, aren't we, David, when we hold man up as our religious god or savior.
That's correct. Man and his constructs.
That's right, and that's right. Those under him, they do the same thing many times. Thanks for your input, David.
All right, thank you.
Okay, take care now. Good points David makes, yes. Well, call in tonight, folks. We've got two hot issues here. I'm going to get into women in boot camp here for a minute until we get more calls in. But no, we've got John. Let's go then to John in Nevada. John, welcome to the program.
Hi, Jack. How are you?
I'm doing okay.
Well, Jack, I think the issue with the religious right is I think the world bankers have pretty much infiltrated into a lot of the Christian organizations as well, like, you know, the Rothschilds, the Rockefellers.
Uh-huh.
You know, they've got their hands into the pie, I think, a little bit and everywhere, you know, with what are some of the televangelists there? Roberts and
several of them are very high placed Freemasons. Matter of fact, Pat Robertson and a few others are high Freemasons. I just don't understand how that could be, because I've read the Freemason books that say Lucifer is their god.
Mm-hmm.
And it is difficult for me to understand how Pat Robertson and others can be Freemasons. But, good point, John. Do you have another thought on it?
No, that was basically it.
Okay.
Well,
appreciate your input.
Okay.
Okay, you
Thank
take
you.
Care. Call back again now.
Okay, bye.
All right, yeah. Who was it? All right, Andrea in New York. Andrea, welcome to the program.
Jack. Well, how are you doing tonight? Happy New Year.
Oh, I'm doing just fine.
Yeah.
Seems to be over here sorting tigers, it seems like. I had a lot of tigers to sort today.
Oh, well, we agree. I it's been quite a new year already. I got to spend time with Joan Vione over the weekend.
Oh, my goodness. I hope you gave her a hug for this cop and our police and military people here. She's a dear. She's really a dear.
Yeah. I'll remember to do
great.
That the next time. Yeah. So we got to swap all kinds of ideas on globalism and our observations, but and I shared with her what I had learned from Calvin Bright, who was a believer who had a ministry by the name of Dark Matters News on the internet. Calvin Bright had an expose by a consultant who had worked at the National Security Agency, and apparently they've been doing a grand scale psychotronic op on that I nicknamed the Christian op. But this is why you see this Christianism. You don't see people whose minds are really renewing in the Lord and who would understand where in America civil liberty or, you know, our unalienable rights as envisioned by the founding fathers and as protected by the Constitution, the vast difference between what seems to be so pervasive and is so subtle that it literally has, I would say, affected the reasoning process where one would deliberate in the Lord and know what's the Holy Spirit versus what is just able to, you know, affect the whole reasoning process.
Yeah.
So,
Andrea, let me ask you a question, Andrea. What do you personally feel about what, if you were told this, and we're told this all the time by the pastors and reverends of the Christian faith, that Romans 13 means that we must obey everything evil government tells us to do because all evil governments of God, in essence, I mean, because they say obey all that government tells you to do because all governments of God, which means evil government too. And how does that affect the masses who might, if they weren't told that by a man that they respect very, very much in, from the pulpit, and they probably believe that, how does it affect them standing up and speaking out against the atrocities going on and the loss of freedoms and the coming against the Christians in this nation today and destroying God and every vestige and Jesus Christ and even Christmas, you know, any Christmas celebration to do with Jesus Christ. How do you think that affects the masses of Christians when they're told we must obey everything government tells us to do because all governments of God?
Well, where we understand that apparently the dark forces, because, you know, principalities and powers and spiritual wickedness in high places are, we're you know, admonished, we're warned, we're galvanized. You know, we've got the helmet of salvation, we've got the shield of faith, we've got the sword of the word. We're to discern what is of God and what is not of God. And the Lord has given us a mouth. I mean, if all of those prophets before the Lord preached against the corruptions and the whoredoms of Israel and
Judah.
Yeah,
and most of them were killed, weren't they, Andrea, by their lawful government of the time.
Well, you know, the students aren't greater than the master.
Mm-hmm.
And so if we, at a minimum, there were many times when the Lord confronted the darkness in his time when he was on the earth, and it would say at some point in the Gospels, but it wasn't his time. In other words, it wasn't the time for them to take him.
Yeah.
And he was able to escape their grasp, so to speak. And he said to us, greater works shall you do. Where we have power, you know, spiritually over these dark powers, so we can rebuke them. He rebuked the storm. He walked on the water. We have that same power, you know, that raised Christ from the dead, and although the rest of that scripture says, you know, it will quicken your mortal body, you know, meaning that the life-giving, the livening spirit by the Holy Spirit can enliven our bodies. But it's our yielding into maturing in the Lord that, grows his glory or manifests his glory in us. And so, you know, we have responsibility. There's incumbents that we have on this earth, and so there, where the sheeple are ignorant. And remember, when the Lord said, he says, I come not but to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. So he was speaking of all those many who he had in his ministry, and although they were Israel, he called them lost.
Yes.
So we today, are there.
They're still lost today, aren't they?
Yes.
Absolutely. Listen, Andrea, thank you for
your input there. You're welcome.
And call back again, okay?
Absolutely. Really bless you.
Appreciate
bless your work.
Your
okay.
Insight.
Okay.
Okay. Thanks now.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye. Yeah. What'd you say? Bill in Pennsylvania. Hey, we got a lineup here tonight. Bill in Pennsylvania, welcome to the program, Bill.
Yes, sir. Thank you. On the last subject you were just talking about, I don't hear it often discussed as to what exactly that meaning is in the scripture where we're supposed to be subservient to our governments because they're all appointed by God. It doesn't matter if they're evil or not. Because I think that really needs to be stressed. Every time that scripture is brought up, I think it needs to be explained to the listening audience so they can better able to be better able to go back to their pastor, for example, or their church or fellow Christians and explain exactly what that means and why we shouldn't go along with this, you know, misinterpretation of scripture, if you will.
That's right, Bill, and it's easy to do if you just go to your pastor and say, Pastor, if you were a pastor back during the Nazi regime where we heard the tales that pastors would have Jews come to their house and they'd hide them in the attic, would you hide the Jews in the attic if they come to your house back then? And he would, of course, say yes. And then I did this to a pastor that criticized me for being rebellious and teaching error. And I said, well, Pastor, then the SS comes to your door and knocks on the door. Would you turn them in? And, boy, that's a question every pastor needs to be asked, because the SS was the lawful government of the time, wasn't it, Bill?
Yeah, so if, on the other side of the break, could you explain, though, what that scripture really does mean?
Okay, I'll do that, Bill.
I'll get off the line and listen to your response.
All right, very good. Thank you so much.
Sir.
All right. Okay, folks, we'll be right back after this break with more of the Officer Jack McLam program.
Stay connected to what's happening at the Republic Broadcasting Network by visiting our website,
www.rbnlive.com.
At rbnlive.com, you'll stay up to date with our latest broadcast schedule, learn about upcoming events, read about our air personalities, the programs they host, take part in discussion forums, read the latest breaking news, and listen to RBN programs on your computer by connecting to our live broadcast stream. Plus, you can download previous RBN programs from the archive completely free of charge. That's right. Unlike other services, there is no charge to download programs from the RBN archive. Share them freely with others who are not yet listeners to the Republic Broadcasting Network and help spread the word. We're taking America back through the power of information. Stay connected to the Republic Broadcasting Network and our website, rbnlive.com.
For over 5,000 years, gold has been the only true money in this world, and Republic Broadcasting has found the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity. Best Price Coins is the trusted source for your precious metals. Call them today at 1-800-813-8962 and ask what you can do to protect yourself before the next crisis. The professionals at Best Price Coins have made available to all Republic Broadcasting listeners a large supply of $10 liberties, most of which are dated in the 1800s. These coins are private gold coins and not regulated by the government. For a limited time, Best Price Coins is offering these $10 liberties for $288 a piece. That's well below market. A best price from the best place to find all your precious metals. Call Best Price Coins right now at 1-800-813-8962. That's 1-800-813-8962.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour.
$15 for 2 hours.
And $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting. 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today, because you can handle the truth.
back on the Officer Jack McLam program, and I wish I had my book, The Christian and Civil Government, here by Pastor John Weaver. I am not a Bible scholar. I try my best, and I read my Bible, but also my memory is not like Alex Jones's memory. I don't have a very good memory. As you folks listening to this program know, I forget names and everything. But all throughout the Holy Bible, you will find everywhere that God or Jesus Christ speaks, and the disciples too, speak about people obeying lawful government. It is a government, they say, that obeys the laws of God, that is a righteous government, righteous leaders, and that we are not to obey governments that are unrighteous, you know, because then we become a part of the unrighteousness. And I can tell you that disciples all were killed but one by lawful governments because they stood up against evil in government. And the prophets, many of them were persecuted and killed by lawful government because they did not obey unrighteous leaders. And so if you want a treatise on this, one of the best I've ever seen, we have the book, and I just don't have it here where I can grab it, called The Christian and Civil Government. Every Christian should read that book by Pastor John Weaver. We carry it, matter of fact, at Aid and Abet Police Military Newsletter because everybody in the nation should read that book. We don't carry a lot of religious books in our police and military book list at our Aid and Abet Police Military Newsletter, but we do carry The Christian and Civil Government for that very reason, because one of our greatest problems in America today is the misinterpretation of Romans 13. And let me see if I can look it up here and tell you what the cost is. Write to us here at Aid and Abet Police Military Newsletter, and I'll look up the price here. Great controversy, no. Christian and Civil Government, here it is, $15, Pastor John Weaver. Write to us here, folks, at Aid and Abet Police Military Newsletter. You can just put A&A and send that to HC11, that's Hotel Charlie 11, Box 357, Kamiah, K-A-M-I-A-H, Idaho, 83536. Get these books into the hands of your relatives and friends because they're being misled, misguided, and misdirected by their pastors who are also misguided and misdirected, telling the people we must obey everything evil government tells us to do. And none of the prophets, none of the disciples did that. Jesus Christ was hung by the lawful government of the time. Why was that? Because he went along and did what evil government told him to do? Absolutely not. And the founding fathers should not have broken away from Britain if that were true, right? Because that was a lawful government. Why would they violate the Bible by breaking away from England, the lawful government, and be correct and build the greatest Christian nation on the face of the earth if they were against God's laws? They were not. They did exactly what God told us to do in the Holy Scriptures. Well, we're out of time tonight, folks. Thanks for calling in, folks, and call in tomorrow if you have comments on what we talked about tonight, but I've got to get out of here. Lord bless all of you. Have a great evening. Talk to you tomorrow, God willing. Don't forget, this old cop truly loves you, America. Good evening.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making
bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.